The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
This should have been a non-case. And everybody said it was a non-case, including Bragg. Bragg said, until I ran for office. And then they saw the polls. I was leading the Republicans. I was leading the Democrats. I was leading everybody. And all of a sudden, they brought it back.
Former President Trump at Trump Tower this morning in New York City, going over why it was such a rigged trial. He first started off, by the way, with Biden could end the border crisis immediately. We were not allowed to call an election expert in this particular trial, too. He said the trial was very unfair. And I think the major point that he's making here is that this cannot be allowed to happen. What happened to former President Trump cannot be allowed to happen to other presidents, and that this is bigger than him. All right? Trump is probably going to go on for the next hour or so, but I want to turn it over to you right now. I want to turn it over to your thoughts about what you've been hearing about the trial, the post-trial, the conviction, and everything else. Do you think this will ultimately get him elected? Do you believe that he will ultimately be put in jail? This is what Rick Manning was talking about. He says he's probably going to get put in jail. It would be like 2 or 3 days before the Republican convention, GOP convention. Does the conviction make you more likely or less likely to vote for him? If you are not a Trump fan, does this make you less or more likely to vote for him? And what are your overall thoughts on that? We can certainly kick around on that. We can also kick around on the jet boats or the motorized boats on the Rogue 2 that we got done. We got a lot going on this morning here, and I want to make sure we have some time to take your calls. 770-5633-770-KMED. We'll go to your calls next.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
If you've been injured in an accident, you've got Reed Law Firm on your side. I'm Shane Reed. Call us for a free, no-obligation consultation to discuss your case. We've been helping injured clients get the care and resources they need to get their lives back on track for 27 years. Don't be a victim twice. Put our experience on your side. Find us at reedlawfirm.com, R-E-E-D lawfirm.com, or call us and let's talk, 772-3266.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit Clouser Drilling.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is growing. Drake's is excited to announce a new store opening soon in South Medford that will offer the same top quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer in North Medford, Grants Pass, and soon to be open in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine.
Access your stored items in comfort. Storage at Exit 24 has climate-controlled elevator access units from 5x5 to 10x30 that are warm in the winter, cool in the summer, and always well-lit and secure. Visit storageatexit24.com.
Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center, and here's the deal people keep asking about. When will we have more F-150s, the payment of only $445 a month? The answer is right now. Lease a 2024 Ford F-150 crew cab for only $445 a month. Work, tow, play, haul in a new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month at Butler Ford. Nobody knows how to make a lease deal work on a Ford truck like Butler Ford. That's why businesses and individuals have been coming to us for years when they want a new truck at a low payment, like $445 a month on a Ford F-150 crew cab. Whew, I'm running out of time in this ad, but call and ask about the low lease payments we're having on our new Ford Escapes. Remember, Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. And Butler says yes to $445 a month on a Ford F-150. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of Exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, hybrid, and electric vehicle.
36 monthly lease payments and 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle cap cost of $42,884. On approved finance through Ford credit. Offer expires 6/3/24.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
You know, here it is, Find Your Phone Friday, and we're going to let you find your phone, and we can talk about everything involving Trump, about the local issues here. We had good conversation with Shady Cove Mayor John Ball last hour. But when it comes to the Donald Trump case here, maybe we can go to that or something else. It's all kind of up to you, though. 770-5633. You can join the Southern Oregon jury, as it were. Do you think this will ultimately get him elected in spite of the fact of that it's relatively and arguably unfair what happened in the Trump trial, okay? Does the conviction make you more likely or less likely to vote for him? If you are not a Trump fan, does this make you less or more likely to vote for him? You know, what is your overall reaction? What is the danger for the Republic, if any, as you see it? And gosh, we'll just hit him live. It's whatever you feel like. We're going to go out on the show this way this morning, okay? Let me go to line one. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
This is Dave.
Dave, what are you thinking today? Which topics are setting you on fire?
The verdict.
Okay.
I'm disappointed, and I think everybody's disappointed that as a Trump fan, but I believe that this is going to make Trump stronger, a better president, because he's going through this. He's going to be able to be compassionate and understanding about other people who've been through this same thing. And if he goes to jail, he's going to pick up all the people that's been in jail for years and years and years, in and out. And
well, you know, Democrats have wanted felons voting for a long, long time, right? You know, that kind of thing. They want to get everybody who has ever been a criminal voting. So that helps, huh? Is that kind of where you're going?
Well, I think Trump's going to be more popular with the felons because they can relate now. He's going to pick up all the felons, or a great number of them, across the United States.
Yeah.
They're going to get more votes.
Yeah, this could end up being, convicted rappers for Trump or something. I don't know. But appreciate the call. Thanks for making that. Let me go to Holly. Holly's online, too. Hey, Holly. How are you doing today?
Good. Well, of course, I'm enraged, as we all are. But I think this is the greatest get-out-to-vote effort known to man. Honestly, I think this is going to bring out the Republican vote like nothing they've ever seen in their lives.
You know what? I would really be surprised to see if, you know, because anger is an amazing motivator. You know about that. And Democrats, I would argue, were really the angry ones, I would say, in 2020. Would you agree with that overall? I think they hated the guy.
They tend to be pretty scowling, angry people.
Well, this is true. This is true. But that being said, anger about injustice, I think, is also a very powerful motivator. I wonder.
Anger and fear are the top two.
Yeah.
And I think this is fear, too, because people are saying, you know, if this could happen to Trump, it could happen to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the power of our judicial system is absolutely ridiculous. The power and the injustice of it. So tomorrow morning, we're having a rally around the flag, our usual first of the month rally around the flag at the headquarters, 10 o'clock in the morning. And we're going to be discussing this among many other things. Katie Medart of the Katie and Rachel, she was going to speak.
Yeah, their case is going to be argued again on appeal at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in Portland. In that, I talked with the attorney about that yesterday. So they're going to be there at the rally around the flag in Joe County? Right.
Yeah, lively day tomorrow, 10 o'clock at the headquarters. And, you know, lunch for $5. We're making it an event. And people, patriots, will stand around and talk to each other and we'll make some decisions about where you go with this. You write petitions. What do you do?
All right.
Get out to vote, I think, is the number one effort.
All right. Rally around the flag in Joe County. All right. Thank you very much. And that's over by the Toyota dealer, right? Over there.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's right across the street from the courthouse at our headquarters.
Oh, you're doing it at the headquarters, not at the flag. Okay, got it. Okay.
Well, we have the big flag at the headquarters across the street, so it's still a rally around the flag. It's for patriots of Josephine County and Jackson County.
All right.
Anyone who wants to come down.
All right. Thanks, Holly. Good hearing from you. Let me go to line three. And you are on. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm much more likely to vote for Trump. You know, I've been toying with voting for Bobby Kennedy as a protest vote in Oregon, but now it has to be Trump.
Really?
And I feel anger and I feel fear, so I think I'm not alone. And there's a lot of people, I think, that are going to come out to vote. I'm not at all confident that they're not going to pull some trick that will make the elections, either cancel them or make them all mail-in or legalize all the illegals.
This is what I was concerned about, Lynn. I mentioned this earlier when I was talking with Rick, that what it concerns me most about, besides the corrosion of the rule of law, our justice system was something that, you know, other nations would look up to because, you know, yeah, it didn't matter if you were rich or poor, you were presumed innocent for one thing. You had a trial of your, you know, you were judged by your peers, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of that's been corroding. And, you know, America is no longer exceptional when it comes to its justice system, given what we have noticed here. And that is a really dangerous path that we're on. And my concern is that they put Trump in jail. Let's say that they find a way, well, we're going to throw him in jail even right now, one way or the other. And then the idea is to trigger a reaction. So this way, these power elite types that would like to be able to have an excuse to crack down and eliminate a weapon or an election, rather, are able to weaponize that reaction. What do you think about that?
Yeah, of course. Also, I think if he is put in jail, they will kill him. And the reason is they have shown that they can get away with anything. I mean, that judge lied. And I have family members. I'm the only Republican in my family. And they're cheering this. And I, even Bill Maher, is that how you say his name? Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Maher. Yeah.
He's been speaking common sense about a lot of things like trans and stuff like that. But he really thinks that Trump is a criminal, blah, blah, blah. So with the media and with people's worldviews and their blind spots, these people can get away with anything. Nobody's been held accountable for any of their crimes for quite a long time. And so, and I think the common thread, I want to bring up the river also, because the main issue is what you said. It's the rule of law. It's not the person or the policy. We have to defend the rule of law. And that's why when it comes to the river, I'm actually very sympathetic to the people who don't like these jet boats.
I get it.
Part of the river.
I understand.
However, it's the process. They have to have proper public hearings and not this Delphi method, which is bogus. So it's the same thing. We need to demand the rule of law and hold people accountable and get rid of them. I hope we can. I don't know. I'm praying a lot.
I know. Yeah. Hey, praying is always welcome here. All right. Thank you for the call. Always good hearing from you, Lynn. Let me go to line four. And if you are on hold, I will definitely get to your call after news. Okay. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hi, this is Randy, the bus driver.
Hey, Randy, bus driver. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been hearing a lot of great comments about what's happened. And I'll tell you what, man, yesterday was the most sickening day that I think America has seen. What they're doing to Trump and the things that have transpired up to that point are just astounding to me. They're talking about all these people that are now going to vote for Trump, obviously, in this election due to the fact of what's going on. And I guess my question is where have been the Republicans in office already that have just stood by and let this happen? To me, that's pretty disheartening.
That is what has concerned me, too. And I was talking with Manning a little earlier. I said, what's the point of electing more Republicans if they're going to behave like Mitch McConnell, right? That kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, Josh Hawley came out the other day and said something. I forget the other guy. Oh, John Cornyn. Where's he been in all of this stuff? He's been silent the whole time. And now he comes out and says stuff about supporting Trump. What a joke.
Yeah. Appreciate the call. And thanks for that. And keep it safe on the bus, by the way, all right? 8:37 and change. KMED and KCMD. Which, by the way, tonight at midnight will become KBXG. Grants Pass, and we have the jukebox, but we're still going to have the morning show 6 to 9 Monday through Friday on that. So in spite of the fact that we have classic hits coming to that Grants Pass signal, no worries, all right? Now, if you are on hold right now, we'll get you on right after news. And if you'd like to join the conversation, we have an open line or two, 770-5633. We can talk jet boats, everything Trump, anything else on your mind to wrap up the show.
It's amazing. What's right under your floor can impact your whole house. Musty smells, wall cracks, uneven floors, doors and windows that stick. These could all be your home sending you warning signs that there's a problem. But one simple call can be the answer to fixing everything under your home. For more than a decade, Terra Firma has been our area's number one solution for better basements, foundations, and crawl spaces. So why waste another day worrying? Make an investment in a more healthy, more valuable home. Call Terra Firma today.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A day after a New York jury found him guilty of 34 felony charges, Donald Trump is speaking at a news conference at Trump Tower. Mr. Trump denouncing the trial as a disgrace, adding that he's an innocent man. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia is leaving the Democratic Party, registering as an independent. He says both parties are leaving their constituents behind for partisan extremism while jeopardizing our democracy. The Texas Supreme Court rejecting a challenge to an abortion ban, the challenge brought by women who say their health was placed at risk during their pregnancies. While more than 243,000 people in Texas are still without power following severe storms earlier this week, another round of severe weather is in the forecast. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 64 points, the Nasdaq down 209 points. More details at srnnews.com.
8:39, open phones here for the rest of the morning before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Another phone call to make, though, is if you got your renewal for insurance and you saw the amazing increases. Boy, the Biden inflation, in spite of all the happy talk coming out of the Federal Reserve, has been a rough one. 20-25% increases year over year. Not sustainable, huh? You need a friend in the insurance agency, in the insurance business, I should say, and that is Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance. Steve Yancey is an independent, lots of different companies that they work and contract with. I've been saving money with him for years, and I hope you would give him a shot at your business and see if you can save some money, too. And if you already have the best deal, he'll let you know. This is what you do. You just get in touch with him. Call 261-5444, 261-5444. Home, life, and gosh, business insurance, real estate transaction, does it all, car, absolutely, RV, boat. And if you're having some trouble getting some fire coverage, we've all heard the talk about the maps, right? Get in touch with Steve and see what he can do for you. 261-5444, 261-5444.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years. Hardcastle Trailers, where the customers came. Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastle's offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastle's friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastle's, where the customer is king.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See TotalByVerizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Oh, now my cell phone ads are diverse. There we go. It's 19 before 9. Open phones at 770-5633. Boy, there is a lot going on, and we got it all full, but we'll try to make some room here. Paul Princeton. Paul, always great talking with you. Wonderful to hear from you. And what did you want to weigh in on? What topic? Go ahead.
Well, what hasn't been talked about is that Blinken just agreed that U.S. munitions may be used now inside of Russia, not just at the front. That means
that would seem to be almost a soft declaration of war on Russia, isn't it?
Yeah, not so soft, because now they can shoot rockets into Russia. So I think what we're seeing here is a very desperate regime in our country resorting to the last thing that is start of war with Russia. And that can go nuclear really fast. And if you like to collect trinitite, that is the glassy substance under a nuclear explosion, we may be getting close to that being a possibility within this country.
You know, it's chilling to acknowledge this, but war has always been the health of the state, even if it ends up leading to the death of many of its people. Fair enough?
Yes, yes. Mm. Yeah, this is, and that's not, that hasn't been talked about much, but I think that is the however many pound gorilla in the room, is that we are being led into war by lunatics.
Paul, thank you for your thoughtful comment. Let me go to Todd in Central Point. Todd, you wanted to shift gears back on the conversation on the jet boat issue and the mayor of Shady Cove and various other conversations. What are you thinking?
Yeah, very interesting conversation with him. He was saying how, oh, no, they'll never take out the Lost Creek Dam. We had so much flooding, and, oh, it would have blown out Shady Cove and eliminated it. Well, they took out the Klamath Dams in 1955. Happy Camp got wiped out. They put in most of those dams in 60 and 61 to protect towns downstream. But also, I remember it was one of your callers from about a year and a half ago, who called up. He said he was walking his dog near the dam of Lost Creek Lake, and he was talking to some of the guys working on the dam from the Army Corps of Engineers, and they were giving him very candid information. And they were saying, oh, yeah, we've gotten a lot of pressure from BLM and the federal government. They really do want this dam out. So when I hear that from the horse's mouth, I take it seriously. So maybe the mayor of Shady Cove has a different opinion, but I believe your caller from before.
Appreciate the call, and thanks for making that. 770-5633. You know, there aren't many listeners that actually have their own theme, but Lucretia is one of them. Lucretia, back on former President Trump. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got three Jesuits, once you know it, that are running.
Oh, so you're back on the Jesuit kick-in,
well,
right?
Well, I'm just also pointing that out. But, you know, it frustrates me, all those people that protested for him on January 6th are steel and shell. So I think this is another Shakespeare, you know, the world is my stage. It's just diversion, because supposedly he gave a talk, and Paul Craig Roberts said that he told the crowd he would have already bombed Beijing and Taiwan. And
who is they? Who would have bombed?
Trump.
Trump.
He says, we do not want a world war. This guy's, he says he outbeats the neocons.
That's right. Yeah, I did see that Paul Craig. So Paul Craig Roberts is. Is there a possibility then that, and this is not Conspiracy Theory Thursday, but it's an interesting story you're bringing up, because I didn't get a chance to read Paul Craig Roberts. I usually do read him, but I saw the headline on LRC, Lou Rockwell. Are you theorizing then that, all right, the Democrats, or the, shall we say, global power elite, ends up ginning up the outrage? You sweep President Trump into office in order to essentially out neocon the neocons for world war. Is that what you're thinking?
Of course, this makes you mad, but it's all just a stage to do all this and just get us riled over nothing. Let's talk about the big issues. Would he take us to war? When are we going to stop all he says about the immigration. He didn't.
Well, but it's Biden taking us to war. It's Biden that has been doing the march to taking us to war right now.
Yeah, but even Eric Peters says that, you know, he didn't stop all the immigrants coming in, you know, the illegals. He didn't stop the border. He didn't build a wall. He didn't do a lot of things that he talked about doing.
All right.
He's just, you know, big mouth.
Okay, just a big mouth. As they would say in Texas, all hat and no cattle, right?
And he painted his seventh floor all gold on our, you know, Charlemagne, which is just a terrible war.
All right. I appreciate your call. Thanks for that. I have a feeling that people are disagree with you on that, Lucretia, but you know that. You don't mind. You got broad shoulders. Let me go to Gene. Hello, Gene. What's on your mind here about the Trump trial and the verdict and everything else? Go ahead. Hello, Gene? One more time. Gene going once. Well, let me try it again. Maybe it's not Gene. Maybe Gene hung up and is trying again. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
This is Margaret.
Oh, hey, Margaret. What's on your mind?
Well, I was watching television yesterday when the verdict came across the screen, and the feeling that came over me was the same feeling I felt when I was in elementary school and saw that President Kennedy had been shot.
Interesting.
It was the same feeling that came over me when I saw 9/11. I thought, my country is in distress. I just felt sick to my stomach that this is happening in the country that my father served to save in World War II. My late husband was a Marine. My whole family flies the flag. And I'm saddened and I'm worried. I saw a post from my daughter where she turned her flag upside down that flies in front of her home to show that our country is in distress. And maybe that's what we all need to do.
Thank you for your call, Margaret. It's 848-770-5633. It's open phones on the Bill Maher Show, all between now and Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Summer is coming. Don't let breakdowns in the heat leave you stranded. Now through May 31st, get 10% off an engine cooling system service at American Wrench Garage. You can also take advantage of great savings on air conditioning diagnostics and system charges now through the end of summer. American Wrench Garage wants to keep you cool, arrive on time, and save some money doing it. Call now and book an appointment at 541-499-6673. American Wrench Garage, we are United Through Service.
Well, Dad, this is not a shocker, so you don't have to sit down for this one.
Hit me.
Father and Son Jewelry has won Best in Southern Oregon.
How many years in a row has it been?
15? I've sort of lost count.
Well, don't let it go to your head. We built our reputation on what we do today, not yesterday.
I agree. Becca, you look like you have something to say.
Just want to say thank you, Southern Oregon, for voting your Father and Son Jewelry best again. We've been your favorite since I can remember.
Your Medford Rogues are back with a full slate of Pacific Empire League games at Harry and David Field this summer. The Rogues open with the Seattle Studs this Friday and Saturday and continue next week with six consecutive games Tuesday through Sunday next week versus the Alameda Anchors and the Redmond Dudes. Buy tickets online at MedfordRogues.com or call the box office and pick up starting at 5:45 p.m. Take the family out to the ballpark and catch all the Pacific Empire League action this summer at Harry and David Field. Visit MedfordRogues.com.
Hi, this is Lisa, the Hughes Lumber Girl, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
10 before 9, 770-5633. By the way, there was a bit of good news last night, and it didn't have anything to do with former President Trump, but the NRA ended up winning a Supreme Court case yesterday. It was unanimous. Even the liberal wing ended up going along with this. And this had to do with New York, when New York officials disagreed with the NRA, and then they sicked the government agencies on them and trying to get everybody to not do business with them. And the Supreme Court said, nope, can't do that. So there was a victory for free speech, and maybe we can see some more of that. But I wanted to make sure you knew about that story. And let me head back to the phones, and Joanne is here. Hello, Joanne. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Well, I'm in agreement with Margaret, your last caller, Sarah, mm-hmm. I just feel distressed at this point, too, and I feel like I should put my flag upside down. I'm feeling very anxious about what is in store for Trump. I'm seeing that his sentencing date is on July 11th, and the Republican National Convention is from the July 15th to the 18th. What a coincidence. So
you can't help but think that they would give that a shot, right? Try to put him in jail before the convention, huh?
And it's interesting that they're keeping him on the gag order. There's mm-hmm. something with that.
Yeah, what are you being gagged for right now when you've been convicted?
I don't know. That isn't that interesting.
Yeah,
he was talking about that on his speech today.
Yeah.
So, they talk about if he gets in, he'll never leave. And we know that what the Democrats say is what they do.
Generally speaking, it has been projection. I will agree with you, Joanne. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Let me go to Charlie. Charlie in Ventura and or Gold Hill, depending on when we talk to you. How you doing there, Charlie? Welcome.
I'm doing well. Thank you. How about yourself, sir?
Doing fine. It's It's a sad day, and yet at the same time, I figured this was a predetermined outcome. The best that could have happened was probably a hung jury, but I don't know. Maybe if I was on the jury and I was told what the judge told them in that 53-page order, maybe I would have voted to convict, too. I don't know. But anyway, give me your take on it.
Well, I think it was a bloody travesty what happened yesterday. And, I don't even think, the whole thing was legal in any means. Justice was not served yesterday by any means. And I tell you, I agree with Margaret as well as yourself. And I will be flying my flag upside down here and in Ventura, California. It's time people start doing the same thing, because it's time we send a signal.
Very good. I appreciate your call. Thanks for checking in, Charlie. Say that a bunch of times, right? It's 8:53. Let me go to the next line. Hi, good morning, KMED. Hello?
Bill.
Hi.
Bill.
Hi.
Yeah, Bill, John in Medford.
Hi, John. Go ahead.
Yeah, it seems like the fix is in, and like Rick was saying, I'm very concerned about how this will play out. But what's foremost in my mind right now, and it kind of lines up with the planets that we see forming, is all these illegals, military-age men illegals, we need to consider that they are going to be activated by the UN as things get spicy towards the end of the year.
Hmm. That's what you're concerned about, huh?
Blue. I'm concerned about that.
Yeah, a blue helmet sort of thing in which the United States is considered ungovernable, and hence they're invited in to keep the peace, as it were. Hmm.
Right. And, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, there would already be revolution. There would already be pallets of bricks strategically placed on street corners like we saw in the Black Lives Murder debacle.
Yeah.
But we're being taken advantage of because we're just acting like sheeple, and we're not showing our true spine.
Well, I think a lot of people still have skin in the game as it's currently played, John. I think that's the realistic way of looking at it. I'm not necessarily happy, but that is reality where we find ourselves.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. We got to, like Jesus said, watch and pray.
All right. Appreciate the call, John. Good morning, KMED, KCMD. Hi. Hello.
Hi, this is Trudy.
Oh, hi, Trudy. Go right ahead. You're on.
Oh, I wasn't sure. Anyway, I'm listening from Pensacola, Florida.
No kidding.
Yeah, we love you.
Well, thank you very much. Glad you're listening in Florida. Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that I grew up in Medford. I graduated from high school in 1972. And we moved back when my mom got sick. My husband was in the Marine Corps. And so we traveled all over and met a lot of people and always loved Medford. But my husband could not handle Medford.
Really?
And all the stuff that was going on there, like the homeless problem. And I was really upset because I lived by Jackson Swimming Pool. And they closed that down, and they closed the other one down. And I thought that was really bad for the kids, because that's what I used to always do when I was a kid. I would, it was something to do. It always kept us busy. And
we now have an $85 million swimming pool now, Trudy. I don't know if you're aware.
That nobody can get to. I mean, I used to ride my bike there.
I know. Well, that's kind of what I was getting at here. Well, certainly I understand why you're in Florida at this point. We're standing here and fighting, I guess, at this point, but did you want to comment on anything else, or was it strictly because, hey, you miss Medford or something? I'm happy with you one way or the other.
Well, I miss Medford, but it just changed a lot since I grew up there, and unfortunately, and we love Oregon, and it's nice to hear that people share our views in Medford.
Yeah, in spite of the fact that outnumbered in some ways, but I'll tell you what, come on back, and I'll buy you a cup of coffee,
thank
all right?
You.
All right, thanks, Trudy. Let me go to line 3. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, your phone's not working, whoever you are. I'm really sorry. I have to skip you. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. This is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, I only got to listen for like the last 20 minutes, but people are mad and in distress. They also need
contribute to, I don't know if anybody said this, but contribute, donate to his fund. Get money to him, just swamp him with money.
Okay. Yeah, that's another way in which you can take part. I ended up, of course, my text message is filling up with spam from the various.
Oh, right?
Oh yeah,
mine too.
Yeah, here it is.
Well, I donated this morning. So,
yeah,
and then, yeah, you know, yeah, press or inner stop, so those stop. So
yeah, from Trump's House allies. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, the House allies that didn't do much about January 6th.
Right. Well, people, you know, even my family, they say, oh, he's got so much money. Why would you contribute? Just because it shows that, you know, they learn how much he brings in a month and stuff. And it just, the Democrats, he just starts getting swamped with money as well.
All right. Appreciate the call. Hey, I have time for one more, maybe one more call, and that's about it. Let me go to line one. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Hello? All right, I'm going to go to line two then. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
This is Greg in Shady Cove.
Greg, fire away. We got 30 seconds.
That old guy that owns that property that donated it to the Rogue X, I'm wondering if he was a Democrat or a Republican or if he's just rolling over in his grave.
That's a really good question. I always thought we had a great swimming pool known as the Rogue River. On that note, email Bill at BillMeyerShow.com, and I'll try to answer as many, maybe read some more of these. And by the way, we'll have State Rep. Dwayne Younger talking about the budget. We moved that to Monday after all the Trump talk, but we'll catch you then, okay?
For over 20 years, Johnson Builders has constructed custom-designed, engineered buildings all over our area that not only meet but exceed modern post-frame standards, featuring stronger, laminated columns that are 100% treated, warranted, and provided.